Blog Talk Radio.
Where we help you connect with angels so that you can live your best life. I'm your host, Maria Moss, coming to you live today from beautiful Bonita Springs, Florida. And joining me, as always, is my fabulous guest co-host, Dr. Dax Carlisle, and he's coming to us from Tucson, Arizona. Hey, Dax.
Howdy, Maria. How's it going?
Oh, it's going. Another beautiful day in
Southwest
Florida.
Oh, my God. The
Florida.
Last 2 days here have been incredible, but we had rain before that. I like rain. So I had these two great rain days, and now I've got these two, like, blue skies and everything, you know. Well, that's how it is here. Just if you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes.
That's a great saying. We say that here, too, in Florida. If you don't like the weather in Southwest Florida, well, yeah, just wait 15 minutes or whatever. The whole thing can change. It could be stormy looking 1 minute, and it could actually have a downpour. And because you're in the tropics, next thing you know, the sun is shining, everything's all dried up, you never even knew it rained. That's how it is. But this is not really the rainy season.
Florida was that way, too. I was young then. I was all upset because I was like, it's drizzling. We can't go to Disney World. And it's like, oh, wait 10 minutes. And sure enough, it was sunny skies.
As a matter of fact, depending on the time of year, you know, we do have a dry season here, although this year it's been very strange. It's been a lot more rain and a lot more cool weather than we normally have in the wintertime. But now we're starting to get into more of the regular type of patterns, and it's like in the 80s during the day, and it's not too humid or anything right now. It's nice, and next thing you know, give it to like maybe May, and you'll start having that really hot weather will start coming in, and you'll have those pop-up showers at any point, and that's the norm then when the summer comes in.
Yeah, and I remember when I was in Florida, that you get those little mini shower things, and the humidity, oh my God. And the mosquitoes were this big.
Yeah, there's a lot more bugs here, I'll tell you. Bugs that I've never seen in my life.
The gators don't get you, the mosquitoes will, right?
Oh, yeah. They have these huge bugs called palmetto bugs. They're gigantic. They're just awful.
I've seen them. We didn't have those in Pennsylvania, you know?
They're terrible.
The mosquitoes were tiny in Pennsylvania. They were this big.
I look forward to going to New York for the summer. So we get out of here for the real worst part of it, and then we come back in the late fall.
Right, right. Well, you know, I feel like it's been forever. I'm so excited to be on a show with you again. I know you had to postpone your last show. But I miss you when I don't get to come on every other Sunday.
I miss you too. This is a lot of fun. I've enjoyed doing shows with you. We've been working together since 2012. That's a long time. You know, so
12 years.
we're coming on this March. This March is going to be 12 years because it was actually March.
Right.
And I remember that because it's the month of my birthday. So it was 2012 in March, and that's when I started doing the show with you and Gene Maury. At the time, we were doing Angels Monday.
Gene Maury. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I miss Gene
Hey,
Maury.
Gene, if you're listening out there, we love you.
I see posts every once in a while, like on Facebook and stuff, you know. But it'd be so cool to talk with her.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in contact with her on there, yes. And a couple of years ago, I had her on as a guest on the Angelic Realms show, Angelic Realms Radio. She was my guest one of those shows that we had then. And that was just a few years ago. I bet she'd come on again if we invited her.
She probably will.
I think she would.
Everybody grab your coffee and tea.
Got my water.
Join us here in the cafe, and pull up a chair and hang out with us. We should let people know that are listening on radio that we're simulcasting on YouTube. So if you want to actually see us, you can. Open a new tab in your browser, type in psychic.cafe/live, and that'll take you right to the live for this show. And you can join us in the chat there. And there's not many people in the chat yet.
Not yet. Give them a chance. They'll file in. Sometimes they're there right away in the beginning. Sometimes it takes them a while. I do see that we have somebody on hold already with their hand raised. There comes someone else in the on the blog talk switchboard.
Well, yeah, they've been popping in and out of the studio of the switchboard. I've seen four or five different calls come up, go away. Other ones come up. There's something.
They're not having problems.
Hopefully it's not a problem, you know.
Yeah.
That's Blog Talk, you just never know. Let's give out the phone number.
Go ahead.
714-816-4628. So if you're watching us on YouTube, you can go the other direction. You can join us on radio. You can call in. And we have, 50 caller lines, so we don't mind if you just call in just to listen, too. So that number is 714-816-4628. Maybe you don't have a Wi-Fi connection or something like that. That's another way you can listen to our shows. And we're here every day for 2024 and dial in and just listen. But if you want to be live on air with us, press 1 on your dial pad. That'll put you up in the caller queue and it'll raise your hand. So we know you want to be live on air with us. Otherwise, we assume you're just listening to the show. 714-816-4628, press 1. And we'd love to chat with you. And then in the chat room, if you can't call in on the YouTube live, you can, in the chat, you can talk to us live there and you can ask questions and you can ask for a mini reading. Maybe you just want a message from the angels. Just say, please pull a card for me, or please, is there a message from my guides, from the angels? If you have a very specific question, go ahead and type it in. And we'll take them in the order that they're in there. Yay.
Right.
So what else is new?
Oh, well, I have some exciting news I'd like to share today, but I also pulled a couple of cards for today's show. So let me talk about the cards I pulled first. And folks, hang on. We are coming to polls very shortly. This is some general cards I pulled for today's show. I got from my deck from the Angelic View Oracle cards. The card of intuition, and you can see there the woman is standing there and her angel, the large angel in the background looking over her shoulder. And this card says, your guardian angel often speaks to you through your intuitive senses. Pay attention to recurring gut feelings or tingling sensations. These bring with them a sense of calm when you're on the right track and a sense of uneasiness when you need to modify a decision or an action. So that is from my deck, the Angelic View Oracle cards, the card of intuition. And then from my tarot deck, I have the card of death. And this card, some people might say, it doesn't mean physical death. Rarely would it ever mean that. It's a card of transformation. And it's really almost a gentle type of a transformation. It's not like a shocking change like you would find in the Tower card. I always see this as a more gentle change. I see big life changes coming and a transformation taking place, but it is more gradual. It's not like getting knocked over by the Tower card. And this is, good news most of the time. And with this card, I think it's very fitting that I pulled that card along with the card of intuition, because this is reminding us that in times of change, when you're going through some major life changes, especially because this is a major arcana card, so these are not little changes, these are kind of big life changes, pay attention to your intuition, because that's how your guardian angel will speak to you, and they will guide you to take the right next step, whatever that may be. And you'll know by the feeling that you get. Does the next step feel good or am I feeling, you know, some strong trepidation? That is how your guardian angel will speak to you. Okay. Very often how they will. So that's my cards for the day. Do you have cards for the day, Dax?
Terrific, terrific. Yes, and the numerology, the entire date reduces to 5. So it's that high energy number. You can get a lot done today, but it can devolve into chaos really quickly. So you want to set the intention that you're going to use the high energy. This is not a day to sign contracts, buy new furniture or new appliances, a new car, new house. Don't sign contracts. You know, don't get married today. Oops, too late. If you're already usually that's Saturday though, usually, you know, and it's also the 3 energy from the day. And so that's creativity, communication. I got the Queen of Cups, you know, so listen to your intuition today as you do all these things. And also, you know, sometimes this card pops up to say, hey, just listen.
I can't help but see how that the card that you held up, the Queen of Cups there, how
intuition,
the angel looking over, it kind of looks like almost like the profile of the queen in that
card. Because she has her head slightly tilted down. Now before I pulled the card of the day though, I cut the deck and shuffled the cut and got the Hanged Man. So again, this is another opportunity. I think it goes along with that 3 energy really great, because this is one of those thinking outside the box cards in tarot. So how can you get creative with that 3 energy and get, you know, get something done that you need to do? Think outside the box.
That's, you know, a lot of times when you find yourself getting stuck, it's because you just have to look at things from a different angle, a different perspective, or, you know, think, like you said, thinking outside the box, and it can make all the difference.
Yep. I hope everything's okay with the phone lines.
Yeah, I know. They're flipping in and out.
I keep seeing people popping in and out. We are going to get to the phones shortly. Got to have a little patience. You know, the show is not all about just taking your calls and doing readings. You know, we do other things on our shows besides that, you know. So you're lucky if we get to, you're lucky. And you should think of it that way and have a little patience. Plus, we have people in chat, you know, as well.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, Heart Chakra Medium just popped in. Hello, what will be...
Take a look over there.
What is that? What will happen at my current work this week? Thank you for the reading, Chakra Medium. Heart Chakra Medium. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. What will happen...
Would you like to do that? Okay.
Yeah, let's do that. Why
not? Okay.
And then we'll take a phone call, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, well, it looks like something good is going to happen because I got the 6 of Wands, and 6 of Wands is literally the success card, you know, so you may be getting some praise at work, okay? There is something where you're going to have to take a leap of faith because the Fool card is showing up. It's saying go for whatever it is, but you probably initially will hesitate. So as you go through the week at work, if there's something where you hesitate, you know, instantly remember, oh, Dax said, look for that. That's the thing I'm supposed to go and do. Also, I got the 8 of Swords. So, you know, as you go through the week, try not to overthink things. I think you're going to be trapping yourself with your own thoughts during the work week. So I think, So those are, you know, a few different messages about your upcoming work week there, Heart Chakra Medium.
So I got for her as well, Heart Chakra Medium. I got the Page of Cups, okay? And the Page of Cups is a highly intuitive character in the tarot, okay? And I think he's bringing with it a message from your angel telling you to pay attention to your intuition, that it's pretty much going to be spot on this week. And we're still, for people that have a birthday today, we're still in that Pisces energy right now too, which this card reminds me of as well, because you have the fish jumping out of the cup. So, you know, it's a lot of emotions going on there, and they show you the fish jumping out of the cup, and that's like that Pisces energy, which is you know, very intuitive, can be a little flaky at times, but very creative energy as well. Okay, and then from the Angelic View Oracle cards from my deck, you have a beautiful card here, the card of potential. Okay, and you can see all the golden colors here. And
pretty.
This is a beautiful image, and it says, the past cannot be changed, but the future is full of possibilities. So I believe that this week you have a lot of potential coming up for you, you know, so use it creatively, productively, pay attention to your gut.
Oh, that dovetails nicely with mine, because I thought she had a lot of potential for this week too,
yeah.
Especially
yeah.
with the Six of Wands showing up. Dan's got a question for you in there. Maria, I always enjoy your show. Question, will it be more beneficial to stay in my current position for the next few months?
Will it be more beneficial to stay in his current position for the next few months? This is for Dan?
Yeah.
Okay,
that's Michelle's hubby, which, by the way,
he just
joined the Lifetime Membership at the Tarot Guild. So congratulations.
Did he really? Oh, wow. Welcome.
Congratulations, Dan. That deserves
wonderful.
Some
good
applause.
Good choice.
We've been waiting.
Yay.
We've been waiting for Dan, you know, to get it together. He said, I have to get it together, and as soon as I can, I'll join, and he did.
Okay, so for Dan, it's interesting with his question. He says, "What should he stay in this present position for a few more months?" The first card I pulled from my tarot deck is the Eight of Cups. Now, the Eight of Cups energy, eight for personal power and numerology, and the cups are emotions, and this shows you moving forward and leaving something behind that you have emotional attachments in order to grow and go further. Okay, so there is going to be a time for separation from this position. The number 8 here is featuring. So I feel if you hang on, I wouldn't hang on more than about 8 weeks, I would say, with that. You know, I try to, you know, not let it hold you back for too long. But you also got, from my deck, the Angelic View Oracle cards, the angel number 999. Okay, so the message on this card says, pay attention to repeating numbers. Seeing repetitive patterns of nines are a sign that you are near completion of a significant light cycle. If you've been seeking closure, you will soon find it. And now is the time to get ready to start anew. So this is you know, connecting nicely with this card, because this is telling you to let go of past ties, move on, go forward. And the nines are letting you know that you are near completion of a major life cycle. So I see a change definitely coming up with that very soon.
Well, you know, I pulled some cards too. I think they go along really nicely. I'm right in alignment with you.
Mm-hmm.
I got the Three of Wands. And what I think that's talking about is like, look, he's looking in the third month. So like how you said, 8 weeks, that's 2 months. And then in the third month, he can be looking for something else. I think that, you know, or another situation. But again, 3, which is the number energy today from the day, creativity and communication.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the whole world's going to be open for Dan. It's not going to be just, you know, moving from muggle job to muggle job to muggle job.
Right.
Something new is going to be happening, something big 2 months from now in the third month. And look, King of Wands, yes, you know.
Ooh,
yeah,
okay.
So follow that fiery, passionate energy. What do you really want to be doing, Dan? And by the way, the Three of Wands was also Wands. You know, it's all about career and chasing down, you know, the dream, what you're passionate about, as opposed to just whatever you're doing to make money right now.
But some readers might have read the card, the Eight of Cups, and said, oh, well, that's, you know, maybe 8 months. But, you know, you have to also go along with the feelings, because wands typically are something that happens faster, or cups might be a little bit slower, but I'm feeling that he wants to make this change. And I feel like, you know, these emotions are maybe holding him back a bit, but I feel like you don't want to get caught up in that and let that linger too long, because I feel the time is ripe right now for him to make these changes. And I wouldn't linger too long.
Right, right. Hey, right. Let me make a quick little blurb announcement here, because again, Maria, I am noticing so many phone calls popping in and out.
It's a shame. It happens sometimes with that blog talk.
Yeah. So this is what I want to make a suggestion for everybody. Open a new tab in your browser, type in psychic.cafe/live and join us in the live on YouTube if you haven't already. Get into the chat room, ask your question there. If you can't get through, or they're getting through, but you know, if you're getting dropped. Yeah, if you're getting dropped or kicked off our switchboard, 646 we're going to go to right now, but 646 has been there since the beginning and is not getting dropped off, thank God.
So let's take them then.
Let's take them before they get dropped. But for everybody else,
we don't want that to happen.
Right, but for everybody else that's been calling in and then getting dropped, go into the live on YouTube, psychic.cafe/live, and then you can ask your question in the chat there. Okay, area code 646. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Esther. I'm calling from New York.
I was a little muffled.
Hello?
My name is Esther.
I'm calling from New York.
Oh, yeah. Esther from New York. Okay.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So what can we do for you, Esther? Do you have a specific question, something you'd like some insight and guidance from the angels about?
Yes,
or do you prefer
to
have the angels tell you what you need to know?
My sister had this weird dream, and I'm trying to figure it out.
Oh, okay. Your sister's been having a weird dream.
Okay. Yeah, and it has something to do with her and I and this guy that she couldn't see his face.
With the two of you. Okay, so the dream has something to do with the two of you. Another individual, a third individual, a man, and you can't see his face?
Yeah, she couldn't see his face. He's real tall. And she said he had webs on his arm. And he was holding my elbow, so I wouldn't move.
So perhaps. So you want to know what that means for you. Okay.
And it's more to it than that. She said that until a big blowout, and he wanted to come to the apartment, but he didn't make it there. So I guess when we got into the blowout, I probably went with my sister at the end of the blowout. And somebody kept saying it was hornets on him. Some stranger came up. Another person came up that she couldn't recognize and said he has hornets on him.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, when the argument stopped and I went with my sister, he let go of my hand and then he disappeared.
Okay. Well, I don't typically do dream interpretation, but I'm just going to go by the vibes that I'm getting from what you're talking about and some cards that I pulled, Esther. And when you mentioned the part about the webs on his arm and holding you, well, to me, when first thing I was picturing was like a tattoo. So maybe I don't know if there's an individual around you that has a lot of tattoos. Maybe this message might have something to do with that individual as well. But I feel with the web, what is a web? You know, a spider's web catches flies and other insects that the spider wants to devour and have for their dinner or whatever. Okay. So
right.
I feel, and the web is holding onto your arm. So I feel like there's something that's holding you back from from something and from something that you want to do, and there's some kind of fear involved, because what would, if I was that poor insect in the spider's web and being held and thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to be the spider, I think I would feel very stressed, very, you know, scared. So is there something that has been on your mind that's holding you back because of some fear, some deep-seated fear? Okay, so just, you don't have to say what it is or anything. Just that's food for thought for you to consider to help you figure out what this may be. But then on the other hand, this was your sister's dream. It wasn't the dream you had. Okay.
Right.
So the two of you, I believe, need to talk about this, because your sister obviously knows a lot about what's going on with you, with things. So if you talk about it with what, you know, I just suggested here, maybe you can come to, you know, what this dream really means. Okay. I pulled some cards for you, and you know, just very quickly, I'm drawn to the card of justice. I'm sorry, a card of judgment, not justice. Card of judgment, which is Archangel Gabriel. Okay. Now, Archangel Gabriel, and I pulled like 5 tarot cards. I don't have time to go through each one of them here now on the show, but I just want to quickly, you know, I pulled a few just to get more of a vibe. Okay. Archangel Gabriel is the angel of prophecy and the angel of archangel of communications. Okay. He that's why he's blowing his trumpet in this image on this card. Okay. So it has to do with answering to a higher call. It has to do with communication. Okay. And the word judgment on the card, in this case, I'm going to say, is there sometimes, are you holding back things that you want to say for fear of being judged about something, okay? Call upon Archangel Gabriel and ask them to help you communicate your feelings effectively in the best way possible for your highest good. Call upon Gabriel, okay, Archangel Gabriel. And then from my deck, the Angelic, the Oracle cards, I got the card, one of my favorites, spend time in nature, okay? And this is a beautiful image of palm trees around a pond, and it was taken in my backyard, this photo. Okay, and it says slow down and take time to just be. Okay, so I would also suggest sitting in quiet meditation on this and seeing what comes to the surface. Okay, and spending time in nature is a good way to do that. Just taking a walk somewhere that, you know, is in an environment that makes you feel, helps you to feel calm. Okay. So that's, you don't have to actually sit there with eyes closed and do a meditation. You can just take a walk in nature and observing nature and thinking about this and helping you to come up with some thoughts that might have to do with the situation. Okay?
I like that card a lot, too.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Well, I hope that helped you out, Esther. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All righty. In your old
You're stuff, welcome. Angel blessings.
New York. Yeah. Yeah. And then, we actually have another phone call that's actually sticking, 860. We're going to go to that in just a second. But while you were pulling cards for Esther, I pulled cards for the Rashmi question in chat. So I'm going to answer real
quick.
You
do that one. Okay.
Yeah. And then we'll swing back around to the phone lines. And
right.
So if anybody else has any questions that is in the chat on YouTube, go ahead and pop it in there. Rashmi was asking about how will my next meeting with Raj go, and it looks really good. Okay, so I got the 6 of Pentacles. 6 is success in numerology. And, yeah, I think your next meeting with Raj will be fine. Now, there's, you know, a hint here about maybe, you know, what's going on in this car. The merchant is handing out alms to the poor, but he has a scale, so he's weighing it carefully. And, you know, obviously this is not a finance or something, question here. This is, you know, interpersonal relationship question, right? But it might be suggesting that you be careful and weigh things, weigh all your options. Although I did get the 7 of Pentacles too. So, you know, there, I don't know, maybe there is a financial component to this. You'll just have to let us know, because you know more about what's going on with your relationship with Raj than we do. But at the very least, what it's suggesting with it being the Seven of Pentacles is to, you know, reevaluate the relationship, okay? And then I get the big heavy cards. I get the Judgment card. It's the cosmic wake-up call. This is often showing up when change is needed. Speaking of change, the Wheel of Fortune is also a card that can indicate change. Okay, so to answer your question, I think it's going to go well. Be careful, you know, weigh things out, but you may need to reevaluate. I think, you know, with the Judgment and the Wheel of Fortune, it may turn out really good initially. I don't know if it's going to be a long-term thing. It could still be, but these major arcana cards are talking about change. And, you know, also the Seven of Pentacles, once you reevaluate and really take a look at, then things can take off. The Wheel of Fortune indicates fortune turning in your favor. So kind of what I'm getting from that is reevaluate. Maybe the Judgment card is another possibility there, is it's talking about you need to really commit on this and move forward, you know, or the opposite could be true. So, you know, it's all dependent on after this next, you know, meeting, this next time you get with Raj, okay, is, you know, really reevaluating the situation. So that's what I got. I hope that wasn't too convoluted. It helps you out a little bit. But I do think your original question, how's the next meeting going to be? I think it's going to be fine. I think it's going to be fine. Okay. So, Maria, we'll go back over to the phone lines and grab them before we lose them.
before we do that, Jack, I am really excited. I've been waiting. I've been wanting to mention this. Okay. Very excited to talk about the my book has been republished.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yeah.
I remember your book.
Yes. This book originally published, the Angel Practitioner Handbook, a foundation guide, back in April of 2016 was the first publication. And it's been a couple of years now that I've wanted to put out a revised edition. But, you know, with everything else, working on my deck, the Angelic, the Oracle cards, which are available at my website, mariagmas.com, working on the revisions for the second edition of the Certified Angel Practitioner course. That's also available at mariagmas.com. You know, one thing at a time. So now I finally got around to the revisions that I've been wanting to do on Angel Practitioner Handbook, a foundation guide. And you can pick this up wherever you buy books online. Okay, you want to make sure that it says revised edition. That's been added on the cover, revised edition. And it is available in ebook and paperback format. Okay, and this book is not just for anyone that's interested in being an angel practitioner. It's really for anyone that's interested in bringing the angels into their life and work. So you don't have to actually be looking to become an angel practitioner. You could just say, I want to know how to connect with the angels, bring them into my life and work for your own self. So this has everything. It's a total foundation guide. I chose to call it Angel Practitioner Handbook because this book actually came about when I created the Certified Angel Practitioner course. I actually created the course before the book. It's usually the other way around. Most people do the other way around. But I did the course first, and then folks were saying, oh, it would be so nice to have, you know, like a book, you know, a handbook or something to go along with it. So with that, I ended up putting together the book. And I always wanted to publish a book of my own. So that was something I always wanted to do anyway. And what better way to do it, you know, when you have something that you enjoy talking about, that interests you, that you like teaching, I am a professional educator. I was a public school teacher for 27 years. So I do like, you know, to teach. And writing a book is just another way to teach something. And
it is. Yeah, it's like a course.
That's what I did. The book is almost like the course in itself. I mean,
let me ask you, how's it revised and what new information is in there? Or can you give us some examples or something?
Yes, I can give you some examples. The first thing I did of the revision was I totally read it cover to cover, and I edited the text, and it's more, the text flows more freely now.
Oh, it's more readable now?
I made it more readable. Yes.
Nice. Yeah.
You know, when you write something the first time and then you go back and you read it later, you say, geez, you know, I could have said this maybe a little more simplified. So I said more with less words, even though the book has some more pages. It has some more pages because I added additional content, but I also streamlined the other content that was in there. And some new things that I added a few new exercises in there, not the main exercises that are part of homeworks that people do for the course, but just some extra practical exercises that anyone might want to do in order to connect with the angels. So I put some extra exercises in there. And I also put in some personal stories and examples of things from my own life, which I didn't have in there before. So, different situations. Like one of them, we had somebody here today that called in about a dream. And, you know, dreams very often can be precognitive. You know, very often they're symbolic of things that are happening in our day-to-day lives. But every now and then we get a dream that is a precognitive dream. So it's a dream that's, you know, giving you a premonition in a way of things that are yet to come in the future for yourself or someone else. And many times it's our angels speaking to us when we're in a dream state in our sleep, because now we are in a very receptive mode for them to get a message through to us. One of the stories I have in here, a story of a precognitive dream that I had about someone and, you know, how it turned out that it did come to be. So that's one of the things that are in here, along with some other stories of samples of things that I had going on, different signs and things that I've gotten in my life from angels, from spirit, departed loved ones, that kind of thing. So if you're interested in any of this kind of stuff, go out there. You know, you can just Google Angel Practitioner Handbook and it'll come up. And the subtitle is a foundation guide, but if you just put an Angel Practitioner Handbook, it'll come up. You can go to my website, mariagmas.com, and there's a link there that takes you over to Amazon. I know most people probably make their book purchases from Amazon. It's probably one of the most popular Amazon.com ways to purchase a book. And a lot of people that love to read have a Kindle. So it's available in ebook version. It's available at Kindle. It's also available on the publisher's website, BalboaPress.com. BalboaPress.com. B-A-L-B-O-A. Press, P-R-E-S-S.com. So that's the publisher. So, it is self-published. Balboa Press is a division of Hay House, so I felt confident working with that company because it's not just a fly-by-night self-publishing book companies, because Lord knows, be very careful out there if you're ever thinking of self-publishing a book, because there are a lot of scams out there. And Balboa Press is a reputable
company.
Especially
if you see all those ads, we'll help you publish your book, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Right. And I'm not an affiliate of Balboa Press. I'm just saying this, just to share with anybody that might be interested in writing a book themselves and self-publishing. You know, from my personal experience, I originally published it with them in 2016, and I went back and I republished with them again. So, you know, I had a good experience working with them. They worked very quickly, you know, very efficiently. I had a good experience. So, you know, I would recommend that if you're looking to publish a book of your own. Okay, so on the book, you know, I do have a table of contents. If you go to Amazon.com with the Kindle version, you can have the look inside, so you can download the free sample and you know, read a few pages and, you know, get a feel for it. You can actually go back a few pages, because when you open up the Look Inside, I believe it takes you right to the preface, which that was something I didn't have in the original book, but I edited that now. But you can also go back a few pages before that, and you can see the table of contents. I do have an extensive table of contents. So that would, it's a few pages, it's 3 pages, the table of contents. And that tells you everything that's in here. I have everything from angelology FAQs to vibrational energy and how it affects our ability to communicate with our angels, chakras and the aura, how do angels communicate with us, connecting with your guardian angel. I have things about different types of meditations. I have about receiving angelic guidance through dreams. I have charts in there to help you to learn about different archangels and their specialties, and the angelic rays chart to learn about what that is, how to discern whether it's angelic guidance you're receiving. You know, how do you know, is the message you're getting really coming from the angels or some other entity? So I have ways to do that, how to protect yourself, how to ground and protect, how to create an altar, angel altar. And, you know, a lot of these things are optional. You don't have to do every single thing, but the more you do, the better connection you'll have. How to conduct an angel oracle card reading. I have information about that in here. I have information for working as an angel practitioner, building confidence as an angel practitioner. I have angel messages, things that that angel messages and what the angels told me is a section I have towards the end of the book. And those were actual messages that I received from meditating and working with angels. Those are actual channeled messages that I put into the book, so you can see the kind of things that they've been speaking to me. And you know, other things. I have a photo album in there with, you know, photos of me and some world-renowned teachers that I've worked with that I've really been blessed to have had the opportunity to do so. People like Mary Kay Greer, Colette Baron Reed, and Lisa Williams. So you can see that, you know, the type of, you know, teachers I have studied with myself. I have things about angel numbers, angel crystals. I mean, this book has a little bit of everything in it. Anything you want to know about working with the angels in a very clear, concise, easy to read format. You can see the book is not this big, thick Bible that'll take you forever to get through.
Right. Lord knows,
I would not have the patience for that. Those kind of books are good for reference. But if you want to be able to read cover to cover, you need something digestible. It has to be, you know, in a way that's practical and digestible, that you'll be able to retain the, you know, the information that you're learning about. So
that's the current trend, actually. And it's,
get out there.
You know, I used to get tarot books and stuff and numerology. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. I mean, they'd be like, you know, an inch and a half thick.
Gosh.
Yeah. Look at Rachel Pollack's 78 Degrees of Wisdom. It's like my copy.
Fantastic book, though. I love that.
Yeah,
book.
It's fantastic,
but
oh my God.
That was the first tarot book I ever purchased.
It'll take, you know.
But it was, you know, took me a bit getting through. But, you know, it depends on the level that you're at.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes after you've read so much, so many things, you're looking for something different and something maybe more in depth that you know, or said in a different way. But my book is great for anybody, really. It's great for beginners, especially because it's clear and concise. It's easy to read, easy to follow. But I still like reading simple books myself, too, because no matter what, I'm a lifelong learner. And when there's something, a topic that I'm interested in, I don't want to read just one article or just one book or go to a class with just one teacher. If it's something I'm really interested in and really want to learn as much as I can about, I want to read many different books. I want to read many different articles, different authors. I want to take courses with different teachers because everybody has their own way and they put their own spin on things. And sometimes you might get to a piece of content within a subject area that confuses you. But you find the right teacher and the right book, and all of a sudden, click, a light goes on, and something that maybe confused you before now makes perfect sense. So there's many different reasons for doing that.
Yeah.
That's my professional opinion as a professional teacher and educator.
Okay. So before we get to that phone call, again, the phone lines are wide open. Uh-huh. So if you want to jump in there, we might have time to get to 714-816-4628. We can go over an hour a little bit, but we do have a live Zoom meeting, which I'll be talking
right.
about a little bit later on, that you can join us today if you have questions and, you know, you want to talk about the Guild and Psychic Cafe and things like that and learn how to navigate around and everything. But before we go to the phone calls, real quick, let's see what's going on in the chat. We have new people popping in. Sad Girl's in there. She asked an interesting question about Texas cops, but I'm not exactly sure what you want us to answer, Sad Girl. So I'm going to ask you to rephrase the question and resubmit the question, and we'll get to that after we come back from the phone lines. Also, Metacrazy's in there, one of our regulars. I think Metacrazy has a question. We'll get to your question also when we come back. Haley is new in there. Haley is asking about asking a question. There's no need to ask a question. Just like our moderators, Charlotte and Dan, have told you, go ahead and pop in your question. Or ask for a message from the angels if you want something general. But if you have a specific question, just go ahead and type it in. There's no list to get on, nothing like that. However, you can go over to psychic.cafe/coffee. If you buy us a cup of coffee, we'll take your question first or your call, and we'll spend more time with you. And, oh, Maria, that's been working really well the last few weeks.
Yes.
A lot of people have been jumping on that, and it's been really, really cool.
It's a great opportunity. It's a way to jump the line. If you don't have time to wait and you don't want to listen to the show and know that
right.
maybe we might get to your call, we might not, that's a
yeah.
guarantee. We're going to get to your call right away.
Well, there's like three things. What you just said, you know, it's a way to make sure we get to your question.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way to jump to the top of the list. And thirdly, we spend more time with you. Like, I've been spending about double the time with callers and questions in chat when they buy us a cup of coffee, you know?
Awesome. And we also appreciate it because –
yeah.
You know, we're here providing a service that we do for no pay, and we certainly, you know, it's nice to know that you're appreciated when somebody says, hey, you know, I really
yeah.
enjoyed that reading. Let me get you a cup of coffee.
Also, it helps us if you subscribe to the channel, you know, and like the videos. Plus, we have almost 600 or maybe we might even be up to 600 now videos on the channel, and they're divided by playlist. The playlists show, you know, all the shows from each different show on the network. And also we have things like reviews and free workshops and everything. Go ahead and find some you like, watch through. That's really going to help us with our watch time. And we need to get up to 500 subscribers. We're almost there. So please subscribe to the channel. In between shows, you can contact Maria and I via our pages. Go over to psychic.cafe/Maria, and mine is /Dax. You can go over there and you can chat with us. You can book readings, hang out with us in between shows. Maybe you want a private session and you want to spend more time with us. Also, the IAP Gold membership.
Yeah.
You can go
yeah.
over.
The IAP Gold membership. Thank you, Dax, for bringing that up. Go ahead.
Well, you go ahead. Tell us
you want
about
me to go?
The membership. Yeah, what do you
think? Okay. The IAP Gold membership. That is the membership to angelpractitioners.com, Okay, and we founded, Dax and I founded this organization, Angel Practitioners, in 2015, February of 2015. So, you know, it's been around quite a while now. And we have members, we have certified members, and we have non-certified members. The gold membership is for those professional angel practitioners. To be an angel practitioner, it just has to be somebody that works with angels in some type of way. You might not be an angel card reader. You might be a Reiki master, or you may be a therapist, or you may be an artist. I mean, there's different things that maybe, you know, that you can do. So many different things, but you work with angels. Okay, so IAAP Gold Membership allows you to have a page on our website, angelpractitioners.com, and we create a page with your a mini bio about you, your photo, and you also have the opportunity for an interview that would be recorded and put on the page as well. And if it's during the times where we're doing broadcasts of the Angelic View Show, depending on our program scheduling, you can even have the opportunity to come on the show live with us and join us for the Angelic View, and we would do your interview live on air, and you could even demonstrate some of your skills if you happen to be a reader, or just maybe taking questions on whatever it is, you know, whatever type of services you offer.
Uh-huh.
So that's the IAAP Gold membership. And right now, I added some bonus content to that. There's a course I created for the organization back in, well, it was 2015, 2016, somewhere like that, Mastering the Art of Angel, Oracle, and Tarot Card Reading, which is like a 3-in-1 course. And that course right now, that was previously recorded back then, and it was recorded live for free as part of the Gold membership. And if you like, you can become a certified Angel, Oracle, and Tarot Card Reader through the IAAP, through the International Association of Angel Practitioners.
Mm.
So that, you know, that's just some of the benefits. Also, we have a blog on there. If you'd like to have some of your articles published, you can do that. And there's other benefits. So you can just go to angelpractitioners.com/membership to find out more about that. And one of the things that we have now for new members is if you go for your certification for this course, if you happen to take this free course and then you decide you want to become certified, well, during your first year of membership, we're going to waive the extra certification fee. Okay, so you'll only just pay for your membership. And the annual membership for the first year is $111. But after, and then that's with all the free stuff. After that, though, if you decide you want to renew the following year, then it's just $44 to renew afterwards. So that's how that works. AngelPractitioners.com. Thank you, Dax.
Awesome. And, of course, that means what you were talking about 2015, you were talking about when we create the organization, that means it's going to be 10 years old next year.
Wow, yeah. We have to do something special for that, I think, Dax.
That's right.
So. Yeah.
10 years. Yeah, just like it's the 20th anniversary of
mm-hmm.
the Tarot Guild this year. In
mm-hmm.
October. Here's our coffee page again. I wanted to put that up real quick. Our tip
mm-hmm.
jar, psychic.cafe/coffee, if you want to go grab us a cup of coffee. Also, a big announcement after this show, and actually after every Sunday show for the foreseeable future, we are doing a Zoom meeting and Q&A live every Sunday now for the Tarot Guild, Psychic Talk, and Psychic Cafe. So anybody can come. And our next one is today after this show. It'll be 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. And there's the URL. It's one of those tiny URLs. I made it easy and compact. You just type in tinyurl.com/Zoom, all lowercase, by the way, tinyurl.com/Zoom, 03-03-2024. It's basically the date. and you'll be able to join us on the Zoom call. You can ask questions about tarot, numerology, angels, whatever you'd like to ask us about. You can ask about our new community platform website, Psychic Cafe, how you can promote yourself and your business on there, how you can join us on Psychic Talk as a guest co-host, membership in the Tarot Guild, certification as a professional psychic advisor or tarot reader. Everything is fair game. And if you need help navigating the new website, I can share my desktop and take you through the new website and how to do different things. We're going to do this every Sunday. So there's always time, you know, whether you're a student of my course or a member of the guild, you want to grow your business. We're going to be here live every Sunday for our members. So there you go. Come join us. Eventually, this will only be for paid members, like our lifetime members. But right now, we're letting everybody come in so they can ask questions about the new website and everything, even if you're not a member yet, okay? So it's a great opportunity. It's after this show today. That's right. Yep. Awesome sauce. Let's see. So let's get that phone call. Got a couple of calls in there, I think. Area code 860 was the one that was waiting the longest.
Hello
860. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Amla, Connecticut.
Amla from Connecticut?
Yep. Yep.
Okay, just want to make sure. Lately on the switchboard on Blog Talk, the calls have been a little bit muffled, difficult to hear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, I noticed.
Yeah. Yeah, so sometimes we have to get you to, you know, restate your name, restate your question, just to be clear for things and everything. So, Amala, what do you want to chat about today? What's your question for us?
Yeah, sure. So it's Marge, and I'm kind of wondering what the next steps are for me. Things are opening up as far as speaking of Zoom, just like I'm a speaker myself as far as based on myself gradually losing my vision. I talk about empowerment and resilience and being your authentic self. So there are conferences, there are meetings that I'm opening up to, and I'm kind of wondering what the next steps would be, what the cards are telling me, or whatever you got with that for March, April timeframe.
Okay, let's see. Some cards. Okay, just want to shuffle this deck too. Amala. Okay. Dax, you want to go first? I need a drink of water.
Oh, no. Go ahead and take a sip of water. I'm already pulling cards for questions in chat to speed things up. So, you know, just take your time there. She's going to get some water here, Amala. Be right back.
Sure.
And we got some more calls coming in. That's really cool. You know, I don't know how
right.
much water is going to go because...
Sorry about that. We do have to get to that.
Right, right. I just figured I'd fill in some time till you got back. I was telling people.
Yeah. Alex has been acting up on me lately. All right.
Well,
yeah. So, Amala.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I got I got distracted now and sidetracked. Repeat your question one more time. I have the cards pulled here, but just restate your question simply. You had a meeting and you want to know what your next best step is. Is that what I recall you saying?
Yeah, because things are just kind of like things are opening up for me, but it's just more about integration and putting myself out there, basically. I'm using a lot of discernment. That's a key word as well. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Yep.
What was that? Discernment?
I'm using a lot of discernment to make my decisions wisely. Yes, yes.
Perfect. Okay. Okay. Well, I I know that where you came from was, it's been a difficult path, okay? So you've really worked hard to get where you're going. And I see that, you know, you are being very methodical, taking the next best step, you know, following your intuition, but you're also using both sides of the mind. You're trying to use logic as well as use intuition. And that's good because those things work very well together. Okay, but the thing I think is holding you back is that you're overthinking things at times, and you're creating more stress and worry than really necessary. Okay, and the cards that I'm going with, just so everybody, anybody that's watching that wants to see, I had the Five of Pentacles.
Okay.
I had the Six of Wands, followed by the Nine of Swords. Okay? So what that's telling me is that, you know, there were difficulties in the past, you dealt with those changes and difficulties and hardships, and you're making strides towards, you know, success, but you're worrying a lot still. You're worrying. You're going back and you're rehashing things from the past. Let the past stay in the past. Okay. My angel cards that go with this is very interesting. From the Angelic View Oracle cards. I got the card of angel numbers 888, and that was with the card of the Five of Pentacles, two very opposite energies, okay? So there's strong potential for abundance, okay? But we don't want to keep going backwards because that can slow it down, okay?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Where you're at now, spend some time meditating, okay? Meditating on what it is that you want to achieve for yourself, and, you know, imagine yourself. Also spend some time daydreaming, okay? Daydreaming is not a waste of time. So any time that you get in a worry cycle, okay, like that Nine of Swords, okay, and you want to stay in the cycle of the Six of Wands, you want to do the type of meditation that I call daydreaming, where it's like you're envisioning yourself doing what you want to do, being where you want to be, and you're feeling like it's happening now because you're daydreaming about it. So it's like you're experiencing it now. So you're helping to attract that to yourself. Okay, and the card that came with the Nine of Wands was the angels reassuring you from the Archangel, I'm sorry, not from the Angelic View Oracle card, is the card that says you can do it. Okay, let go of self-imposed limitations and believe you can fly things, and what you believe you can achieve. Okay, you have this picture on this card, you can do it, is a tree that was stood on my front lawn when I lived in Long Island, New York, and it was the home to many bird families. And there was a little tiny bird that was just about to emerge from his nest and attempt to fly, and I got picture of him, and that was the picture on this card. So that was the card that was under the Nine of Swords. So it's, you know, you can do it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I hope you find this helpful.
It did.
I'm going very fast. We don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, we got to get out of here real soon, Emily.
If you'd like to talk further about this, book a reading at mariagmas.com. Just go to my website, mariagmas.com. And you can schedule a reading. We can talk more in depth about it. mariagmaas.com. Angel blessings. Thanks for the call.
So, Maria, I went ahead and answered a couple of questions in the chat real quick.
Perfect.
To speed things up.
Perfect.
So basically, Sagirl's question involves the cops and intervention and stuff. I'm not going to go into the details of it or anything like that. I'm just going to say, you know, she's like, are they? And I got two yes. I got the four of swords. Okay. This is a delay card, though, and a thinking outside the box card as well. Now, four and six are even numbers. They're yeses. Six is the number of success in numerology. I really think it's a big yes, okay? And one of them is a major arcana card. Now, sticking point, I get the Five of Swords, which is nicely in alignment with the energy from today. But it's suggesting that, yeah, they might intervene, but you're not going to be completely happy with the outcome there. Also, you know, the chaos ensues, and oh my gosh, Anyway, also overthinking things, too many swords or thoughts and ideas. It's like overthinking things. So ultimately, you know, you might not be 100% happy with the outcome, but at least, you know, to answer your question flatly, yes or no, something is going to happen, right? And the other big thing I always say about Five of Swords is, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Then the other question was from Meta, one of our returning regulars, Meta Crazy. She's also a Meta, aren't you a lifetime member too? See, I get confused because people come into the chat and they have different names than they do on Psychic Cafe and at the Tarot Guild. So I don't always know that, oh, yeah, this person is so-and-so. Susie on the Tarot Guild is so-and-so. And, you know, so it gets very, very confusing, you know. So don't get upset if I don't remember who you are or that you're a member or something like that. You know, if you want me to remember, make your name what your name is on the cafe in the Tarot Guild, you know, or come to these shows regularly on a daily basis and keep putting your name in. So then I will get familiar with you. Yeah. But some people have gotten upset in the past because I didn't know that it was so-and-so from the guild that was in the chat, you know, and they got all upset. It's like, don't get upset. I'm sorry. I can't remember everybody. We got thousands of members, you know. Anyway, that said, MetaCrazy asked, I have a man I fell in love with after my husband passed away. Sun sign Cancer. Am I wasting my time? I believe we're supposed to be married. I've seen that in my dreams. Okay, so real quickly, yes. It's just a flat yes. I started pulling a seven card yes, no. I'm getting all major arcana cards. I just stopped. You know, it's not going to happen right away. The Hanged Man is showing up, which, by the way, was our Heart of the Matter card for today. So, again, that three energy, creativity, and communication, right? And this is 12, which is, again, a three, creativity and communication. So you might have to get creative with him and get the ball rolling. Don't wait for it to happen. Make it happen. But there'll also be a slight delay around that. But the Hanged Man hangs himself upside down so he can see the world 180 degrees opposite from the rest of us. So he sees things that we don't see. And then the Justice card, comes in. Yes, it's going to happen there. And then the Sun card. There you go. Just to answer a couple of the questions in the chat real quickly, I don't know if there was any other ones in there. Dan was asking because he just joined the lifetime membership at the Guild. It's on sale, 75% off, two payments of $39 or one payment of $78. And he said, with the lifetime membership with Psychic Cafe, does that include membership in the Guild? Actually, it's the other way around. You're buying lifetime membership in the Tarot Guild, and Psychic Cafe and Psychic Talk are part of the Tarot Guild. Get it? So the Psychic Cafe is our website. It's our community networking platform. Basically, it's Facebook for Psychic Talk and Tarot Guild. Okay. And so you're actually buying a membership to the organization. Psychic Talk is our radio and YouTube network, our outlet to promote to the general public. Our Psychic Cafe is for our viewers, listeners, and members to hang out and interact together. Okay, so when you're buying the lifetime membership, it's actually to the Guild. To answer your question, Dan, and let's see. We got a ton of phone calls coming in. Maria, you want to take another call?
Well, it's up to you, Dex, because I know you were running that meeting afterwards, the Zoom meeting. So right. It's up to you.
Well, you know, let's see if we can squeeze another one. Remember, if we don't get your call or your question today, remember, I'll be back tomorrow. In fact, really quickly, I'll just let everybody know what's going on. First of all, join us for the Zoom meeting and Q&A live session right after, another 50 minutes from now. Okay, and there's the Zoom link. Also, you can go over to Psychic Cafe, and there's a blog post about it. And I have it posted all over our social media and everything like that as well. And then I'll be back tomorrow with another Psychic Talk show. And I'll be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. On Friday, it'll be Compassionate Light with spiritual channel Catherine Hahn returning. And that Saturday will be the second Saturday of the month. So Michelle's Mystic Corner. That's right. And then I will be back on the following Monday, go through the week all over again. And then I'll be there that Sunday and then the rest of the week. And it'll be the third Sunday when we got Angelic View back, the Angelic View back with Maria. Yeah. So that's what's going on there.
Yeah. It'll be St. Patty's Day, Dax, when we come back.
Yeah.
March 17th. Sunday, March 17th.
Yep, they're having corned beef and cabbage down at the Legion. Oh, I'm looking at my computer. It's 111. Angel number 111. I love it.
Okay.
Area code. Okay, so we got to do this real quick. Area code 646. Caller, what's your name?
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Mandy calling from New York. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'd love to know what you guys see. I have my home on the market. I want to know if it's going to sell soon.
Oh.
Okay.
We love the real estate ones, right?
Yeah.
We get that a lot. Jobs
we do.
And real estate. I don't know.
I love career questions and
yeah,
questions about moves and things like that. Exciting.
That's what I specialize in is life coaching and readings for spiritual entrepreneurs, really. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well,
let's see.
Let's hear it.
You want to go first? You go first.
Yeah, I'm already. I'm getting the Judgment card again showing up. So, Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
Can you re-say the question again? Because I want to make sure I'm answering the actual question. Can you say it again?
Well, I think I said I put my.
Was it a will you or was it?
Well, yeah, I guess it's like, will I sell my home quickly? I guess that's what I think. I think I said that. Will it sell quickly? I think.
I think so too. I just wanted to make sure because I don't want to answer the wrong question. You know, and
mm-hmm.
I mean, that may sound silly, you know, pulling cards, but it doesn't work like people think it does. Not the way
mm-hmm.
I, you know, I don't pull cards.
I understand.
The easier your cards extrapolate from it. I pull cards according to the actual question. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting, let me see here. I'm getting one major arcana card. I'm getting two yeses and three noes. So what that tells me is it's not a strong yes or no. There's
mm-hmm.
more for you to do. There's
okay.
more for you to do in this. And then the Page of Pentacles is telling me he's got his eye on the ball there. He's got his eye on the pentacle. You know, it's more research, more introspection, things like that. The seven of Cups. It's like almost too many opportunities, and there's a hint of things not being reality. There's a lot of illusion with the Seven of Cups. So sometimes we have a fantasy about how the outcome's supposed to be, and it's holding
mm-hmm.
us back a little bit. You know, and the card right after that is the Four of Pentacles, literally holding on there
mm-hmm.
to it. You know,
okay.
And then the Five of Pentacles. You know, talking about that's literally being out in the cold kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's like it could go
not
either way.
Yes or no.
it,
okay.
Right. You know, but let's see what Maria has to say because Maria might have a better
something different.
Answer.
I never know. Yeah. Okay.
What do you got?
Hear it. Hi.
Okay. I pulled four cards, Mandy. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and two from my mm-hmm. tarot deck and two from my cards, the Angelic View Oracle cards. Okay, the first card
mm-hmm.
I pulled was the card of the Fool from my tarot deck. Okay, and the
okay.
card supporting that was the spend time in nature card. There's our favorite card again, Dax. Okay.
Yes.
That was, yes. So, but that's telling me about the situation is that, you know, you have to have, you're going forward with this. You have to have that blind faith. There's always, you know, an element of risk involved. And it's saying,
right.
Just be open to suggestions and new ideas. Okay. Talk to folks, let everybody know that you want to sell this house, this property, and
right.
you know, listen to what people have to say. Okay. And then the angels want you to get outdoors. They want you to spend time, get outside, drive around your area, really take a look and see and get a feel for your competition. And see if there's anything that you can do to spiff up and make some changes that would make you the stronger competition. Because I got the card of the Seven of Pentacles, okay? And the Seven of Pentacles, the figure in this card, he's looking at this pile of pentacles that he's raked up together.
Mm-hmm.
And he's leaning on his rake, his hoe, his rake, whatever it may be. And he's looking and he's just contemplating. It's like, is this all I get? I feel you may have to put a bit more, this is what the angels are telling me, put a little bit more into it, and the little you put in, you're going to get so much more back out of it, okay? Because supporting that card is the angel number 333, okay? And that is the number for growth. It's a fertile time for growth and creativity. It's also blessings from Jesus, okay? And the support of other spiritual ascended masters. So that's an angel number 333. It's a card of creativity. It's a card of growth. It's a card of merging, blending, growth. So you want to put some more into it because that's what the angels are telling me. That's the main message here. Put more into it, and the more you put in, the more you're going to get out of it. And ride around your area. Observe your competition. And follow through that way.
Thanks for the call, Mandy. We appreciate it. Hey, just to tag on to what you were saying about trying something different. I can't remember exactly what you just said.
Yeah. Be open to suggestions and ideas from others because the card is a fool.
Because this is the gut feeling I'm getting from Mandy and also from the cards I got talking about thinking outside the box.
Right.
Four is structure, and a lot of the four cards, as well as the Hanged Man and a few other cards in the deck, are talking about thinking outside the box. And I swear to God, this came up yesterday, the day before. Maria, every single show, the same thing comes up, where it is the quote from Einstein. Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And, because we get a lot of callers and folks calling in, and they are not just calling us. They are calling every show on Blog Talk, and they are going to every show on YouTube, and they're asking the same thing over and over again. You know,
they're waiting to hear what they want to hear. You know,
what they want to hear. Yes, yes. If you have been trying to sell your home for a long period of time and you've been all through 2023 and 2024 trying to sell your home and you keep coming and asking these questions, you know, and I'm not saying Mandy necessarily, but like, people, you know, but for Mandy, what I'm getting is this gut instinct that, you know, you really need to do something different. You need to think outside the box. You've got to stop going to the same real estate websites, using the same realtor. I don't know. There's something else you should be doing. You got to think outside the box, and you got to open yourself up. See, the problem is whether it's selling your house, finding, you know, the love of your life, or getting the next job, it's all the same thing. It's, you know, you got to be open. And what people do is they always think, I can only get the job this way. I can only sell my house this way. I can only find the next significant other this way. And then we block the universe from giving it us a different way. So think outside the box. Be open, like Maria was saying, too. Awesome.
Yeah, let's get suggestions from other people and get out there and really get to know what your competition is. Go to some open houses and see what they're offering, you know, and see it from a buyer's point of view.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I apologize to all, there's a lot of new people coming into the chat, Melissa, Allison, all these people. And we got a bunch of phone calls, but we got a meeting to do in like 40 minutes. So I need to get out of here. And don't forget to grab the revised edition of the Angel Practitioner Handbook, which is now available. Also, Dan asked me to put a link in the chat. It's for the lifetime membership, the sale. So it's psychic.cafe/sale. And I put it in the chat. So if you're in the chat, just scroll up a little bit. All you do is open a new tab in your browser, type in psychic.cafe like that. Here, I'll pop that up there because I haven't done it all show. So people can see this is actually a URL. It's not a .com, .net. It's a .cafe, right? So psychic.cafe/sale. Also, my readings are on sale. If you scroll down on that page, 50% off. You save $50. And but the lifetime membership that Dan just got, that's where you go, psychic.cafe/sale. All righty. So we are out of here. Thanks,
everybody.
We are. This was
fun. Thank you, everyone. Lots of fun. And we'll
see you in a couple weeks.
2 weeks, right?
Yeah, unless you want to pop on a show during the week time sometime. And
you never know.
Never know.
It's a blessing. Thank you, everyone.
Bye, everybody.